Lord, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
As Sam mentioned just now, today we are celebrating the festival of all the saints of God. Saints are God's close friends, and there are lots of them around, as well as famous ones like Jesus' mother and father, Mary and Joseph. There are the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Now I wonder, this isn't another quiz like last night, because I can tell you I got back 2 questions right during the whole evening. But I wonder if you could tell me some other famous saints like we've just seen. Any names from anywhere? Some famous saints? St. George, yes, patron saint of England, a mythical figure, not a real person. Am I allowed to say that?
Of course you are.
I understand it to be a mythical figure. Francis of Assisi, thank you. One of my all-time heroes, Francis of Assisi. We hear about St. Francis commonly, that he loved the birds and the animals, but he also loved people, and he gave up great wealth to serve God. St. Alban, of course, for our diocese here, is called St. Alban's Diocese, the counties of Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. So there's a number of famous saints around. And in his recently published book, Saints and Pilgrims in the Diocese of St. Alban's, a copy is on display in St. Mark's Chapel there, Bishop Allen has compiled brief biographies of 366 Christian people who over nearly 2,000 years have shaped the area now covered by our diocese. They include bishops, doctors, members of parliament, missionaries, priests, poets, and some saints with halos. But those that I'm drawn to are the previously unknown stalwarts of our churches and communities, who have responded to God's call upon them by quietly and diligently serving him by serving others. 2 examples who attracted my attention are Basil Carr. He was born in 1924 and he died in 2011. And it's unlikely that anyone here, or only those that knew him, would have heard of him. Basil's wife was very involved in the church, might echo some bells here, which made him curious as to know why. So he went along to church activities, perhaps even quizzes, I don't know. Later he became church warden and with his wife began a charismatic prayer group. Eventually he trained to be a reader, which is what I am. Despite his initial misgivings about his lack of further education, that echoes with me too. He was licensed in Elstow, which is just on the south side of Bedford. His talent was articulating the faith in a way that ordinary people could understand. He also had the capacity to empathise with those who were experiencing problems in their personal lives. Another was Jennifer Wirth, who was recently made famous by the TV series Call the Midwife. Any Call the Midwife fans in? 2 hands. Really good Sunday night watching. But that was a series based on her life as a midwife in the East End of London in the 1950s, where she was based at a convent. Her connection with this diocese is that in 1963, when she married, she moved to Hemel Hempstead, which is in Hertfordshire. In her book, Farewell to the East End, she writes, "Nuns were not my style. I couldn't be doing that sort of thing. I thought I wanted adventure, not religion. I did not know it at the time, but my soul was yearning for both. She became a very devout Christian, but kept quiet about her faith. I wonder what we might think of these people as saints, why they might be saints. They certainly don't have halos round their heads. So what does make a saint? Now suppose your car breaks down on the motorway, and as you drive skillfully on the hard shoulder, if there is one, personally I find these congestion use hard shoulder signs very disconcerting, and to date have avoided using the instruction. However, if you do break down and they're not using it from congestion, and your smoke is pouring out of your bonnet, at this moment there is no doubt in your mind that what you want or need is the AA or RAC to sort you out. Or supposing you've fallen down in the playground and find you can't move your foot without terrible pain, at that moment you know without doubt that you need help from the teacher on duty and the school's first aiders. As soon as we know our need, that points us towards getting it sorted. But what if we don't know or realise our need? Suppose we have some spaghetti sauce on our chin, and we're just going out, perhaps to meet an important client, or a new boyfriend, or girlfriend. If we realise we have sauce on our chin, then we'll probably go and wipe it off. But if we aren't aware of the sauce on our chin, then we won't do anything about wiping it off. If we don't know or realise our need of God, then we won't go to him for help, the help we urgently and perhaps desperately need. But if we do realise how much we need God, then that will lead us to seeking God's help in our lives. Saints are ordinary people like us who realise their need of God and spend their lives close to him so he can help them in all they do, just like the local people we've heard about this morning. So being baptised today into God's family, Emily has also been added to the vast number of saints, people who have trusted in God, those alive and those who have joined the heavenly host. Amen.